The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us on the line right now is Ed Klein, author of the New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin, a person who's written extensively about the Clintons over the years. Good morning to you, Ed.
Good morning. Great to be with you this morning. And I understand it's raining down where you guys are.
That is. It is indeed raining, but we never curse the rain around here. Okay, look, here's the thing, Ed. You have written about the Clintons forever. I can't imagine a resurrection of the Clinton machine after this. Can you?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, it's very interesting that this machine, which has been kind of mythologized as the greatest political machine of our time, lost in 2008 to Barack Obama and now has lost in 2016 to Donald Trump. And this is a machine that has more money than it can practically count, more people than it needs, and supposedly the best and brightest minds in the Democratic Party, and it's been beaten twice. Now, I suggest that if Bill Clinton were running, maybe that wouldn't be true. But
is that because you think she was a particularly weak candidate?
I think not only weak, I think she was a pathetic candidate. And I think she was such a ethically challenged candidate that she was looked upon by the American public as somebody so untrustworthy that they did not want her in the White House.
Ed Klein, you have written about the Clinton family and the Clinton machine, as we're referring to it here, for many, many, many years. And you have many sources who are in the room with them during their most private moments.
Yes.
What's going on right now in that room? As Hillary Clinton prepares remarks that we are told now are scheduled for 9:30 this morning, what's the conversation like? What's the mood? And are there accusations? Is there anger and vitriol? What's happening?
Well, I think there's things happening. It's almost impossible to enumerate them all. But one, you have to remember that Hillary Clinton has had the idea of being president of the United States at very least since she was in college in the 1960s. This is something that she's dreamed of all her adult life, probably in high school as well. So the disappointment, it's hard to even describe. It's almost novelistic. I would say that knowing Hillary, she never takes responsibility for her own problems. She always looks around and finds other people to blame for this. And in this case, I think the most obvious scapegoat is going to be...
Hello, are you there?
Ed, are you there? We just missed you. It was a cliffhanger. You said the most obvious scapegoat will be
James Comey.
Aye.
All right. That's fine. And let me ask you this, though. Why do you think she didn't give an address last night? We ask our audience that question. We have been wondering about it ourselves. She sent out John Podesta to tell the audience, who had been standing there for hours and hours and hours and hours, that she wasn't coming out and that they should all go home. By the way, we're hearing she's going to speak this morning at 9:30, but it's not the same. Why do you think she didn't come out last night?
I think she was in a state of a mental collapse. And it's very hard for people like us, you, me, ordinary, everyday people, media people, to understand what a blow this has been to her ego, to her very essence. I think her definition of herself was the first woman president of the United States. I don't think she had it in her to face this defeat.
Ed Klein is our guest in his latest book, New York Times bestseller, Guilty as Sin. And what happens now with Hillary Clinton, with Bill Clinton? Do they fade away? Do they go out of the public arena for a while, as Al Gore did, at least for about a year and a half, 2 years there during the beginning of the Bush presidency, and then he came back with gusto as a major critic of President Bush. What do the Clintons do?
Well, just imagine if you are a very wealthy person and you want some favors from the government, you donate money to the Clinton Foundation in the hope that in return the Clintons will be good to you when they get back into power. Why in God's name would you now donate a penny to the Clinton Foundation? I think the Clinton Foundation is going to take a huge hit because they no longer are in power, and in fact they are yesterday's news. The second point I would make is that with the collapse of the Clintons, this leaves Barack Obama as still the head of the Democratic Party. So even though he would, of course, preferred not to see Donald Trump in the White House and undoing his legacy, he still is living. He's already rented a home in Washington, and he will continue to be the, I think, most powerful spokesman in the party.
What do you think will happen to these investigations that are still pending?
Well, we've forgotten, but the FBI, and we should talk about James Comey, what the FBI does after James Comey leaves, and I think he will leave. The FBI has an ongoing investigation of the Clinton Foundation, and it's been going on for almost 2 years. I'm told by my sources that it is very close to conclusion. So whether or not, yeah, we're here, but just a minute. Whether or not the FBI will then charge her, of course, nobody can predict. But what we can predict is that this investigation will, there'll have to be some public
resolution of it, right?
Resolution of this thing one way or the other. And I believe that they do have enough information to, at the very least, excoriate her, as he did, Comey did, on the emails, for teetering on the edge of illegality, if not falling over into the abyss of illegality.
All right,
because clearly there was pay for play while she was Secretary of State.
All right, Ed, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
My pleasure.
Ed Klein, again, his book, Guilty as Sin, about Hillary Clinton.